Welcome back to All Rights Reserved, your exclusive entertainment law and law school podcast with your hosts, Kayla and Suna. Today, we're super excited to be hosting our next guest, Ms. Marina Segal of Segal PC, a sole proprietor entertainment lawyer with her own practice. We chatted with her all about how to get into entertainment law, how to build your own practice, how to build your book of business, and she had some really, really great advice. Hi, Rita. Thank you so much for joining us today on our episode. We're so excited to talk to you about your practice in entertainment law and hear all about your journey so far.
And we're so excited to talk about, you know, your practice and how you got there. And we're really excited to, you know, ask you some questions about your path. So why don't we start off by asking, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your entertainment law practice.
So I'm really excited to be here and thank you so much for inviting me to be on your podcast. I really appreciate it. I practice entertainment law at Segal Law PC. I am the principal attorney over at Segal Law PC. We do film, television, live stage, and music. Entertainment law, transactional law in particular. So we are not really a litigation law firm, but we do the transactional work for all of those arenas. I am really excited to talk to you guys about what you want to know about getting into this field.
Yeah, wonderful. So, how did you decide that you wanted to be an entertainment lawyer and what led you to where you are today? Could you take us through sort of your law school experience, any internships that you might've had, and lessons you've learned along the way?
So honestly, I did not know that I wanted to go into entertainment law. I started off with my background being in general biology and pre-med, went to med school before I went to law school.
Oh, wow.
And no way.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It was a change of a decision based on the fact that I simply could not withstand the sight of blood.
Oh,
I couldn't do it.
That's a big one.
And
me either. Yeah.
and so I was like, I need to do something else with my life. And my passion was to help people. And so going into law was the next strategic kind of move to utilize all of the skills that that I had learned from science and everywhere else, which is a very, very strong, heavy writing background and mathematical background. Ultimately, when I was in law school, I realized that if I could give joy to the world in a different fashion, rather than just doing medicine and saving lives, I was saving lives by giving them music and everything like that. So I ended up in entertainment. I started out in film finance and distribution, working for companies like Beachbody and Reliance Entertainment. And that was...
Oh, cool.
That was very, very... it was a very, very good experience working for some high-level executive attorneys, in-house counsel attorneys. And I learned how to start my own business and what I needed to do in order to do that, as well as what I needed to do in order to make sure that independent filmmakers were successful in their outcome. And so that is where I started. And then I started my own business about 6 years ago and ended up here today.
Amazing. What led you to starting your own business?
That might not be a very, very good answer to say. Ultimately, what led me to starting my own business is because I felt like I wanted to have more satisfaction in my day-to-day job, to know that I was getting credited for what I was doing, right, rather than having a superior individual take credit for that. So that's not what I really think you want to hear. Ultimately, what I would say for a new person who's coming into the business and they want, they have an aspiration for going into sole proprietorship, you go into your own business knowing that you get to be your own boss. Mm-hmm. You do get that, yeah, but, and you get the selectivity of who you're choosing as a client. There's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons that comes with starting your own business. The cons include the fact that you have an expense, an overhead cost, and mm-hmm, all of that does mm-hmm add up. But being an individual attorney does give you the opportunity to pick and choose which cases you are going to take on. And sometimes that is convenient for an individual. You have to make some major considerations if you're going to be a sole proprietor for the first time. I have been lucky enough that my firm has been very successful and has grown, but that came with a lot of work, and it means working 7 days a week. And some people don't have the capabilities of doing that.
I actually have a follow-up question for you. So, I mean, congratulations on your firm. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah. But I did want to ask, what is the best way that you have found to get these clients? Are you marketing? Like, how exactly are you getting these clients?
So, during the first 3 years of my business, I had been going to networking events. Mostly just like you go to these networking events, you meet people, you shake hands, you be very personable. You introduce yourself saying that you are a new attorney. Sometimes they're able to introduce you to people who need new indie filmmakers, and they eventually just keep circulating. Or, well, it's a circular way of like, they just keep telling people about you. And it just keeps happening. And then you get new clients, word of mouth. That's all it is. I've been very, very lucky in the sense that I went to so many of these networking events that everyone was able to communicate with other people my name, and it just went around and it built my business.
That's amazing. I mean, we're big proponents of networking on the podcast just because it's so important if you want to do entertainment. I mean, it's important for everything, but especially breaking into such a competitive business, we always recommend to our listeners to reach out to as many entertainment attorneys that they can while in law school, because that's the easiest time to do it, is like when you're just asking for advice instead of like, give me a job. So it really goes with, continuing your career. And obviously, like you were saying, building your book of business, and you're very good at it. So I'm sure our listeners would love to know if you have any advice when it comes to networking.
With networking, it really does just comes down to being personable, really be open to whatever they want to discuss, be knowledgeable about the current ongoing topics that are in the news in the entertainment industry. Be aware that there are certain conditions that, like IATSE, for instance, be able to communicate about those types of topics. Rust, ScarJo, those type of topics are the most important for you to. If you're not aware of those and you're trying to have communication with another entertainment attorney, they're going to wonder whether or not you're actually trying to be in the entertainment industry. So being up to date on the relevant issues is imperative for anybody who's trying to pursue entertainment law, and any particular law in general. whether you are pursuing, you know, if you're just going to be an intellectual property attorney, you need to know the most relevant topics about patent law. You need to know if you're going to be a criminal defense attorney, you need to know the most pertinent topics about that. That is just, and when you're going to these networking events, when you're there, be able to talk about them readily, because it will be a topic that is usually brought up by any major attorney.
Right.
And they're doing it in a need to test your knowledge as well, to see if you really are interested in the industry. So for entertainment in particular, it's not just knowing those topics. You're also knowing about what movies are coming out. What is the recent TV shows that are about to be released? Who's starring in them? And, you know, like, you have to pay attention to what we call the Hollywood rags. You're paying attention to that. And when you have that information in your mind readily available, it makes the conversation so much easier. That puts you in the door. It gets you into the door to getting a job, because they feel like you have already taken the precautions and the steps to get there.
Yeah, definitely. I think the demonstrated interest part is really important. I've been told by mentors before that, you know, people want to do entertainment because they think it's cool, but that, you know, that leads to a lot of applicants for jobs or, you know, a lot of like outreach. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of easy to tell who's passionate and who's not. So I think that's really good advice.
No, I mean, it's the best piece of advice I can give, mostly because of my own experience. It doesn't matter what school you came from. It does not matter that you went to, you know, Harvard, Stanford, you went to a local school. It really just comes down to how hard are you willing to work for it? And then you're able to get there.
The hustle is appreciated.
the hustle is everything in the entertainment industry. And that is also included for actors, producers, directors, agents, managers. It is the hustle.
Right.
There's nothing else, because I know people who have come from nothing and become the biggest CAA managers on the planet. So, or agents, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So when you're looking to hire someone, what exactly are you looking for? I know obviously passion comes, you know, into play, but are you looking at experience? What exactly do you take into account?
So what I take into account is their writing ability. Because I have a transactional law firm, we typically look at, you know, your writing skill, making sure that you know your typical punctuation, grammatical stuff. That is first and foremost in a transactional issue. So you need to have a good writing sample. Then we also look at a good work history. If you've been consistently making the attempt during law school to get internships, that you're working, that is helpful to show that you have a good job record, especially during law school. I understand even personally, during law school, it's very, very difficult to work. But internships during your times off are imperative. They make all the difference every single employer that I worked with, as well as myself now, we constantly look at, did you take the time to get internships? And if you didn't, it's more difficult, I think, to get jobs.
Right.
Personally.
Right. Because you're looking for someone who can kind of hit the ground running and has experience and exposure to the concepts that you're requiring them to work with.
Even if it's not in the same arena.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, yeah. Like there's many times where we have hired individuals who worked at DUI firms and criminal defense firms.
Oh, wow.
What we are looking for is the consistency that you're actually working mm-hmm. and you're making the effort. We do a lot of the interns that we have at our firm in general, we try to hire. Mm-hmm. Because now they've learned the experience of being a transactional.
Yeah, attorney, so. That's wonderful. Yeah, so that's awesome. So we get this question a lot whenever we do Q&As is whether grades matter if you want to do entertainment law. In our experience, not so much because we were just saying, you know, the hustle really matters. The work experience matters. Would you agree with us on that?
I will actually agree with you on that. Grades do not matter, not in entertainment law. What matters is your hustle again. Mm-hmm. And again, just that you do have a good, solid grasp on the English language because contracts are the key and the fundamental basis of our entire world of entertainment. And we have a lot of issues, as you can see, even with Rust, who's it going to fall back to? ScarJo's contract, it was a fallback to the contract. So you have to have a very solid grasp on the English language.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say.
That's a really good point. Are there any drafting resources that you would recommend for those wanting to get into transactional contract drafting?
I would say that your basics are available on Westlaw and mm-hmm. LexisNexis. Mm-hmm. You're able to find those, like the absolute basic versions of agreements there. Do not ever, as any potential entertainment attorney, fall back to the available free resources online.
Probably not the best idea.
Please do not do that. And, but an attorney who is starting out can go to those as basic resources. They are not what are typically used in the entertainment industry today, but they do give you the fundamentals.
Yeah.
And so the fundamentals there are good to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I would say your best option is to start interning or working mm-hmm. for any kind of entertainment production company or a film finance company or any of those, because they will give you the further developed documents that are currently used and approved by the industry.
Right. Yeah. Because obviously, you know, knowing industry custom is really important when dealing with our business. Technology is changing left and right and requiring new things or NFTs, like that kind of stuff. So it's been
NFTs are a huge thing right now.
I know. Yeah, everyone wants an NFT. I personally don't understand crypto that much. I have some friends who do who have attempted to explain it to me. It's very interesting to see that kind of stuff and other technological advancements and the general business landscape impact the way we do deals. So I definitely think that it's important to keep up to date with everything that's going on. And like you said, working in these fields, like prior to becoming an attorney or even just, you know, obviously having work experience to see how the industry adapts to it in practical terms.
Well, I think you have to also just experience it firsthand to see whether or not you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like I said, I went to med school. I wasted my time and my money and my effort on that. And so I think that if you actually go get real world experience, mm-hmm. it's important for you in determining which avenue you want to take as a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's entertainment, criminal, like I said, or anything, or even if you are like me and you decide that, you know, hey, law's not for me, I'm going to go do anything else.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I had to learn the hard way. I had jobs, internships through law school that I didn't like, but then I had some that I surprisingly loved. Mm-hmm. And like, I kind of fell into employment law, and now I kind of want to do employment within entertainment. So it's all very like interesting, mm-hmm. how many different avenues there are within entertainment law. And the only way to really understand what you're passionate about is to just continue working and just getting mm-hmm. as much experience as you can.
Well, the thing is about entertainment law is that it's not just its own subsect of law. It does encompass yeah. mm-hmm. business law, intellectual property law. It is all encompassing employment law. It is all in there. So you do have to have a little bit of a passion for everything, especially if you want to do production legal like I do.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're doing a film from development all the way through distribution. And with that comes that you're doing clearance title work, you're doing copyright law, you're doing business formation, single purpose entities, you're going all the way through individual ICAs, as well as a multitude of agreements. So you really have to know a little bit of every single aspect of the law. And it depends on what you're doing. So that's just a film alone. You're doing music, you need to know production, 360 mm-hmm. deals. You need to know all of these things, which incorporates, again, a lot of intellectual property law. Mm-hmm. So copyrights and trademarks are imperative yep. to know. And, there are also an aspect of, with the new creations that are happening in music, you could be involved with doing soft patents or, so there's a lot of it that is involved, and it's imperative that you really take the time to see if you really want to get into the field. And you can specialize in one subject, mm-hmm. could be film only or television. I do all four, mm-hmm. but there are arenas that you guys could, or any student could specialize in.
Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely think that trial and error is a great way of figuring that out, which is why I always say it's good to work for a little bit before law school, even. Like, I worked for 3.5 years before I started law school. And I think I learned a lot about myself, but I also was able to realize that I was going to law school for the right reasons, as opposed to just like, this is just my next step. Because I think a lot of people go into it not knowing if that's actually what they want to do. So yeah, I just agree with all of that. I think that's wonderful advice. It's very useful and practical advice. I guess going off of that, like, is there anything you would have done differently, or any advice you would want to give to current law students or recent graduates who are interested in entertainment aside from what you've mentioned already?
Yeah, I think the only thing I would have done differently is that I would have done exactly what you just said. Take some time and really like go trial and error. Yeah. Go see if you actually enjoy it, because I wish I did not waste all the time I did in med school, because that was a lot of money. And let's just be honest, that was a lot of money. Oh, I'm sure.
I can't even imagine. And also med school, God. Like law school's hard, but I just hear med school is just way worse.
Yep, it was. And believe me, if I really could redo it all, I would choose not to have done that. I would have gone to law school. Okay. But if you take the time, like you said, to really just go out there, see if you really enjoy it, intern, do that stuff. Mm-hmm. That would be my biggest piece of advice, because there, unfortunately, in the United States of America, it is very expensive to go to school.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So expensive.
We need a change. Like, I just look at my student loan balance like once every few days and dread the payments that are about to be bestowed upon me.
I'm still doing that to this day. Yeah. So there's
never ending.
Yep. It's never ending. And so no, that is the best piece of advice I can give everyone. Really, go out, intern.
Yeah. Go out, intern, hustle, meet people, do what you love.
Yep. Do something that makes you feel like you want to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
That is the biggest thing. Yeah. I enjoy waking up in the morning. I enjoy knowing that I give movies and music and theater to the world. I help facilitate that. And to that end, it gives me joy. And that's what's important for everybody. Whenever you're choosing whatever field you're going into, whether it's criminal law or any other employment law or any form of law or medicine, if you're going to do it, just make sure that you enjoy it and you wake up feeling proud about what you're doing for the world.
Yeah. I love that. That's, words to live by. Seriously. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This was a great conversation and, you know, for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule to chat with us today. We, you know, if anyone needs any entertainment law needs, they know where to go now. So
please do come to segalawpc.com. You can find me anytime.
Yeah. Everything was so inspiring and I really, you know, now that Suna and I are waiting for results, it's really good to talk to someone in your position.
Be like, really, there's life after the bar exam.
Oh, did you guys just take the bar?
We did. Yeah. Results came out on November 12th at 6 PM and we're dreading it.
Oh, you're going to find out soon. It's going to be good news. It's going to be good news.
We hope so.
Thank you. We hope
so. Well, thank you.
It's going to be amazing news. I expect a text message or a call back that you guys passed because I know it's going to happen.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Your faith in us is wonderful. Fingers crossed.
You've got it. You guys got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Well, that was so much fun. I had an amazing time talking to Rena. We got really great advice from her.
Yeah.
I hope you guys did too, because it was fantastic speaking with her. And I think it's very inspiring that she started her own practice.
Yeah.
And she's very passionate about entertainment law. So
the med
school I'm really happy
thing
that
was
yeah.
Like, can you imagine doing med school and then law school and then starting your own practice afterwards? Like, that's some drive right there. That was inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that takes a lot of dedication and I'm so happy we got to speak with her. Mm-hmm. And so we hope that you guys got out of it as much as we got out of it. And we hope you really enjoyed listening to this episode and we'll see you next time.
Bye.